Welcome back, NBA betting Rosenballs. Let's talk about who legitimately has a chance to win this thing. Now we're down to the final stretch. These are really the dog days, in my opinion. Like, people say January, February, but now the focus is going to be on March Madness. Teams now understand who's really kind of taking a shot at the play-in, who's rebuilding, and you're going to see a lot of two-way guys, G-leaguers, you know, restricted free agents we got to give an opportunity to. So teams are going to be able to gobble up wins against some of the bottom feeder. Obviously, the play-in, you have people incentivized for that. We'll start in the West, who the legitimate contenders are. And in my opinion, it's really a three-team race. Two-team, if you will. And I'll do percentages here. If I had a percent chance, I think the LA Clippers have a 40% chance to win the West. It's 40% and not higher because of the health. It would be higher if they were, you know, proven to be healthy. Now, this year they've been healthy. But, you know, right now you got Harden, I think, playing really well within the system. Obviously, someone's going to get less shots. That guy's Paul George. But Paul George has been known to kind of come up big if there's an injury here and there, so they can withstand a little bit. They can't withstand it for a long run. They can stand it for a game here or there, right? But that starting five to me, Zubac, Leonard, George, Mann, and Harden is ridiculous. Offensively, they're absurd. Defensively, you have the best two combo forwards in the league there. And then Zubac is enough for me at the five. And then off the bench, it's still quite good. You got Westbrook, Powell. You got Plumlee getting minutes. Tice there. Amir Coffey could float in. It's really good. I mean, like, as a 7-8 man playoff rotation, that's just phenomenal. You could get away with playing, you know, you play one of Powell and Mann at one time, one of George and Leonard in the lineup at every time, one of Westbrook and Harden every single time in a lineup, and you can swap your centers. That team is going to be a tough out for anybody. And I think they're going to take it. They're going to easily win the West. Not easily, but 40%, right? So, to me, it's barring injuries. Now, injuries is the thing. You know, I don't know the percentages of Leonard getting healthy, but look, the guy last season had just one game against Phoenix. They looked great, and then he's out. So, you know, again, they could withstand a game here and there. I don't know the details of Leonard's injury, you know. Someone, I think, with the medical staff, there's something going on where, like, you know, he's cleared or whatever, but he's clearly been healthy this year and playing like an MVP candidate. So I have the Clippers to me as a firm 140% I'm giving them. The second team, Denver, turns a chance to win the West. Denver, to me, is 35%. So it's close. Top two teams now 75%, right? Denver, to me, is that high. Because, well, obviously, you know, a lot of people even have higher. They won it last year. Continuity. They have the best net rating of the starting five. My issues with Denver is the bench has gotten weaker, right? There's no Brown. You know, they lost, you know, some luster there, I think. You're going to rely on Reggie Jackson, Peyton Watson, Christian Brown. You know, Zeke Nandish. It's a weak bench. Now, I think they're usually healthy. They'll get enough out of the starting five, so they'll be fine. But I'd be concerned over the bench. So let's say I actually have the Clippers at 45. I'll have the Nuggets at 45. I'll have the Clippers at 45. I'll have the Nuggets at 40. So that's 85. And then 10%, I'm going to go to OKC. OKC, I'm going to get 10%. It's not nothing. So the top two are 85. Now we're 95 with OKC in there. OKC, I'm giving 10%. I still think they have a legit chance because the superstars could really explode. Okay, like Shea is very consistent, but Chet Holmgren has way more growth opportunity that can get exposed in a positive light in the playoffs. Same thing with Jalen Williams. Those two guys could win you games, could win you series. And then Hayward, let's see how that looks. I'm not enamored with the early results of Hayward and that acquisition. But who knows, in a playoff series, if Mark Dinelli finds a way to incorporate Hayward, that it could work. Kaysen Wallace, great backup combo guard. Obviously, you have the shooting big in Jalen Williams. So it's a lineup that makes sense to me. And again, like, you have guys that could explode in a playoff series, and all of a sudden it could, like, revamp. We saw that with, like, Zach Randolph back in 03. He led the Blazers to a run. They lost in 7 games to Dallas. They're down 3-0 in that series. So I can see with OKC. And a lot of it's going to be matchup heavy. So now you combine those three. Now we're at 95%. And then the field's going to get 5%, right? So I think if you had to do an order, I think Dallas and Phoenix somewhat splits the remaining 5%. Maybe they split the remaining 4.5%, okay, to win the West, I would say. Their best hope is really just matchups and hoping, you know, there's injuries, which happens, right? Because now you have the Clippers scenario. So look, again, the Clippers are prone to, injuries, which is the issue there. So if your way to get in for Phoenix and Dallas to win the West essentially is, you know, you get the Minnesota 1-8 matchup. Minnesota's not listed here because of the injury to Towns. I think that's really going to heavily impact them. I don't think they have a chance at all to win. I'm not even including them on my list. So if Phoenix or Dallas, which I'll split the difference, if you will, based on their seedings, their best chance is basically one of them beats the other. So it's like whoever wins the series, which is why I'm splitting it. I have that series as a toss-up pretty much anyway. And with, obviously, whoever has home court slightly favored. Let's say they're the 4-5, okay? And you play Minnesota in round 2. Or you get, you know, or you get Golden State in LA in round 2. Now, all of a sudden, you have a cakewalk to the conference finals. If you're Phoenix or Dallas, you got a shot at that. And you could beat OKC. You're not going to beat Denver. And the Clippers are beatable if Leonard gets hurt. So that's your road, which I put again. The odds of all that occurring, you know, for each is 2.5, right, if you will. And then the little percentage I'll give to the other bracket side of the Lakers or Golden State, whoever makes that 8th seed play-in. So again, if you're the Lakers or Golden State, you got a shot. Your small chance, like, it's like 0.5%. I'm not going to give this a high percentage. And everyone else is at 0 for me, including Minnesota. If you're the Lakers or Golden State, your best shot is, well, I could get a matchup with Minnesota in round 1. I could beat them. There's no Towns. And then I could get Phoenix or Dallas, which I think are beatable for either team. And then again, I could play, you know, Denver or the Clippers and hope for an injury. So those are your odds. Those are the percentages. Again, I'm going to go probably the Clippers 45, Denver 40, OKC 10. Suns, Mavericks, I'll split at 4. Warriors, Lakers are going to split at 1. And those are the teams with percentages. Now in the East, it's far more clear-cut for me. In terms of winning the East, I have to put Boston at like 70%. I'll put Boston a 70% chance to win the East. So a lot higher, more likely they're going to win it. 70%. Okay. They've been dominant, the best net rating in the NBA. They can withstand an injury here and there. Now look, their big thing is Porzingis. They need Porzingis healthy for a big-time series. They also play with their food, as people have discussed. And, you know, some teams can give them trouble meaning a couple of games. Namely, Miami, even Toronto, I'd be a little nervous about. Remember, the Hawks took them to 6 games in the first round last year. They will need, I think, I would hope they don't learn the lessons from the Heat again. I think the earlier they face the Heat in the playoffs, the better, or obviously not at all. But, you know, waiting till the conference finals might be tough for them. The Bucks, to me, are not a threat. They're just not. And the reason for me is, look, it's the Lillard defensive factor. Like, can Lillard go nuts in a series? Sure. Can Giannis go nuts? Fine. So I have the Celtics at 70, and I'm going to take the Bucks at 25%. Bucks to me are 2 at 25%. The Bucks road is something happens to Porzingis, basically. And, yeah, look, they have an outside chance of beating Boston in the series. So they're, if they're the two seed, they finish that way. I think they will, with injuries now, you know, it's a shame. The West playoffs is going to be quite good. The East would have been great with the health, right? If everyone was healthy. You know, you could have had an Embiid-Knicks series, you know, but now with the Knicks, everyone's shaken up. Look, the Knicks don't come back healthy. The Knicks are the second best team in the East, asterisk, when healthy. Okay. Second best team went healthy. They just haven't. They haven't been healthy. And people keep going down. You know, Brunson recently went down. Randall, how's he going to come back? If they're still injured coming to playoffs, I don't see a road here. Even if they're a little hurt, I don't see a road. So I'm going to take the Celtics at 70, the Bucks at a 25% chance. And I can flip it either way. I can say, you know, if you want to do 75, fine. But I think it's 70, 25, and then the last 5%, nobody else has got a shot, is Miami at 5. Okay? Because, again, Miami could upset someone. They did it before. Rozier's there. You know, if they figure out the addition of Rozier, you have too many combo forwards. You have the best coach in the East. The Heat are always a threat to win. They have to be. So I'm going to go 70... 25-5. Okay? The Heat hit it last year. They hit it last year. Right? They could easily win the East. So, my only concern with... There's no one else, really. Like, what, if Embiid's going to get healthy late? Even if he was, I didn't think the Bucks were legitimate. The Bucks are a threat to win a series. They're not really a threat to do more than that, in my opinion. I don't see it. I'm sorry, I don't. You know, the Sixers, with just Maxey, it's not going to get it done. The Knicks, without their assets, aren't going to get it done. I mean, who else is a threat? Like, there's no one else. Indiana, half court, I question it. It's the first time. I think there's only three teams. There's only three teams with percentage points. Everyone else is at 0.0, okay? So now look, now if you get to the final, now to win the whole thing, I think, here's my scenarios. I think the Celtics are the favorites to win it. I think the Clippers beat the Celtics in a seven-game series. If the Clippers play, the Clippers will win it. If the Clippers make the finals, they win the title, okay? So if that 45% hits, yeah, I don't see a team beating the Clippers in a seven-game series. They wallop the Celtics. I don't see it. Now, besides that, I think the Celtics beat anybody else. So in terms of winning the title, I actually have the Clippers as the top odds, then the Celtics, and then everyone else is at you know, and then Denver. I think there's only probably three teams that could win it. So, look, we'll see, but let's give you my early case for predicting the rest.